And welcome back to The Undefeated. I'm your host, Anthony Swan, and I'm here with Dylan.
Yo.
Caleb.
What up?
Brayden.
What's up, guys?
And we have a special guest today in Monty. Yeah, he's on the Timber Creek football team. Last week, things didn't go their way. But do you have any thoughts on what's going to happen this week?
This week, we're going to be very prepared for sure. Our defense has been working a lot of new formations. I think our offense is going to have to I don't want to say carry, but they're gonna keep defense on their toes.
We can hope for that again as they play. I think Richland this Thursday at Richland. Come out and support. All right. So today, last week we did our AFC preview, predicting everything. Today we're gonna do our NFC. But quickly, just before we start that, we're gonna talk about something that happened this past weekend. Florida State and Notre Dame game happened, and Florida State was down, I think, 18. And then quarterback McKenzie Milton, who broke his leg 2 years ago, was career-threatening, came in and led them back and nearly won the game, lost in overtime. You don't see these things happen. He was out for 2 years, dislocated leg, a lot of other injuries, and he came back, nearly won the game against the ninth-ranked team. You guys have any thoughts on that one?
Florida State should look into getting a new kicker.
True.
He played really well, though, and hopefully he gets a chance.
Hopefully. As we now move on to our predictions, we're going to start with the NFC East, which includes the Washington football team, Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles, and the New York Giants. We'll start with you, Brayden. Who wins it, who loses it, and finish off the rankings?
Okay, so Dallas Cowboys, easy win the division. I don't think anybody even contends this year with them. You know, football team, Washington, you know, they're an average team, got a good defense, but I got Cowboys winning it, and then I'd say probably the Giants losing it, but I could see the Eagles losing it too. They don't look very good.
Caleb?
I think it'll be a three-way race between the Giants, football team, and Cowboys. I think that football team wins the division, Cowboys number two, Giants number three, and Eagles in dead last. Worst team in the league this year.
I'm thinking that the Cowboys actually might have a chance to win the division. You know, first round playoff exit is typical, but definitely the Giants probably going to go like 2-. Are they playing 17 games this year?
Yeah, 17.
Okay, so they're gonna go 2-11.
That's 13
per usual.
Games.
That's 13.
Oh, 2-. you know, well, whatever.
2-15.
Yeah, 2-15. That sounds better.
I think they're
gonna go 2-15 as per usual as the Giants, and then the Eagles and the football team will go about even. 8-9, 9-8, one of those two. So, you know, just typical NFC East year. And
you think the winner actually has a winning record?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I think the Cowboys might go 10-7, if that's – I think that's right. I don't know. 10-7, I think that's what the Cowboys' record will be. And then Eagles will go 8-9, football team will go 9-8, and then the Giants will probably go, I guess, 4-whatever. Yeah. Loss record is 13, 4-13.
Okay, very interesting. Yeah, the Giants are going to do that bad. I agree with Caleb. I think I have Washington winning it, Cowboys second. I think it'll be close between those two, though. And then Eagles and Giants can easily interchange. I have Giants losing it. We're going to move on to the NFC North now, which includes the Packers, Vikings, Bears, and Lions. Dylan, I'm going to start with you. We all know you're a Vikings fan.
I think the Bears, depending on how many games they start Andy Dalton, if they started more than six, then they're going to go outright dead last. But if they play Justin Fields more, then the Lions will lose a division. I think I'll have the Vikings either interchangeable with the Bears in second or third, and then the Packers will win it.
Right.
Yeah, dude. It doesn't matter how many games Andy Dalton plays, the Lions are dead last. There's no chance. I think the Lions are the worst team in the NFL, even worse than the Jets this year. Their defense sucks. They have no quarterback. I mean, Jared Goff, one of the worst in the league, and I just don't like the Lions. So they're last, and then Packers are first. I'd say probably Vikings second, Bears third. It just depends on the Bears and how well Justin Fields can play when he gets the opportunity, because we know Andy Dalton's not going to be very good. So,
Caleb?
Yeah, the Packers take this division pretty easily, but I'd say the Bears go two, no matter how Dalton plays, and the Vikings are third, the Lions dead last.
Yeah, I think we all have the same: Packers, Vikings, Bears, and Lions. Now we're going to move on to the NFC South, which could be a very good division. We have the Bucks, the Saints, the Panthers, who Braden is very high on, and then the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going to start with you, Caleb.
I'd probably have to go with, I think this will be a runaway division with the Bucks, and then the other three teams will just be kind of battling for like that 7-10, 6-11, but I'd have to go Saints, Falcons, Panthers.
Braden?
Yeah, for me, I kind of like the Panthers. See some good in the team. I'm going to go with the Falcons last. They were pretty bad last year because they don't have a defense. And I think they'll be about the same, winning four games. Then I'm going to go with the Saints, third to last. And then the Panthers will take second. And the Bucks run away first. But I think the Panthers go 9-8.
I actually agree with Braden. That's actually a good take.
Why do you have the Saints last? What about them?
No, not
Saints,
last.
Saints third place. And then
so you have Atlanta last.
Yeah, Atlanta's going to be last. The Matt Ryan's getting old. They have no defense. They just lost Julio, so it's not looking good for them.
Yeah, no, I think the Falcons are going to go dead last, no question about it. And then I think the Saints and the Panthers probably have an interchangeable like one or two games between the two of them. And yeah, no. The Bucks definitely take that division easily, and then whoever decides to win more games between the Panthers and the Saints is going to take second.
Yeah, I think the Bucks easily win this one. I have Saints second. I think Jameis Winston, he's going to do pretty solid there. We'll see. He had the LASIK eye surgery a couple years ago after that horrible season. He's got some good receivers, good running back. I think he's going to be a good quarterback this season. The Panthers are a mixed team. It's all depending on Sam Darnold. We know this. They have arguably the best running back in the NFL. They have a good receiving corps, but it's all down to Sam Darnold if he can perform or not. I have them third and Atlanta last. I don't think anything special with Atlanta. I think this is Matt Ryan's last year in Atlanta. That's what I'm going to say. As we move on to the last division, we've gone through this pretty quickly, which is honestly the hardest division to predict. The NFC West with the Rams, the 49ers, the Seahawks, and the Cardinals. Brandon, I'm going to start with you. Who wins it, loses it?
Yeah, for me, this is the best division in the NFL. I like the Seahawks a lot, so I think the Seahawks will probably win the division. I'm gonna go with. This is hard. I think the Seahawks win it by a game or two, and then coming in second, we'll go with. I like the Rams. I like the Rams second. I like the Cardinals three. I like the 49ers last. I like the 49ers defense, but I just don't see a lot out of them.
All right, I'll grab this. I'm going to say, I think the Seahawks take the division. Honestly, I think all four teams could make the playoffs, if that's even possible. Yes. I think all four of them could make the playoffs. I'd say the Seahawks first. I'd say the 49ers second. Depending on how Trey Lance plays, I think they actually have a chance to take second. And then I'd say the Cardinals and then the Rams.
Okay, interesting. Takes there with the Rams last. Caleb?
Awful. The Seahawks are last. The Rams are first. The 49ers are second. The Cardinals are third. Just like that.
What do you not like about the Seahawks? Like, what makes you think they're last?
I do not like them. Their defense isn't anything to talk special about. I think every team in this division is better than them.
I'll answer that question for you. Their offensive line is what worries me.
Okay, but I think the Cardinals have a worse offensive line and a worse defense than the Seahawks.
Name one person on the Seahawks offensive line. Name one person on the Cardinals offensive line.
Okay.
The Cardinals, they just got some new offensive linemen this past offseason. They got the center from Las Vegas.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think the Seahawks are the best team out of the division. I mean, they have a great offense.
When haven't the Seahawks had a good offense?
When have they done anything?
I mean, they've always made a playoffs. He didn't ask if he was winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yes, he's making the playoffs.
If we're looking at the division, the Cardinals have always been worse, and every team's getting better, and the Seahawks just aren't getting better. They aren't.
They're not. They don't have to get better because they're the best team.
They have to because every other team's getting better. And they aren't. They suck at
it. Well, maybe like next year or 2 years from now, they're going to be the worst team in that division, but not right now. I still think the Seahawks are the best.
I still think they could be like a 9-8 team.
8-9. I think they win 11 or 12.
I agree.
I strongly disagree.
11-12, that's questionable for them. I agree with Caleb. I have the Rams winning it. 49ers second. I have the Seahawks third, though, and then the Cardinals last. I think all these teams will end up with a winning record, though, and probably have the playoffs. Such a good division, and it's hard to predict that. So now we're going to move on to some bold predictions of the season. Dylan, do you have any bold predictions?
Any bold predictions?
Yes.
Like what, team-wise, player-wise? Like what? Just anything specific?
Just any.
Dude, I don't know. I don't even know. Everything seems like it's just going to be a a typical year, you know? I mean, I wasn't here for the AFC, but... Get back to me. I'll get back to you. Let me think about that. I need to get a little time.
Hey, Brandon, do you have any bold takes, bold predictions?
I mean, you know my takes. Carolina and Jacksonville are the dark horse teams here. I think I like both of their teams. I think both of them. I don't know about Carolina's chances at the playoffs, so I'm not gonna push it that much. But I think Jacksonville could sneak in as a 7, so I wouldn't count them out.
Caleb,
I am also gonna focus on the AFC South. I think the Texans could sneak in.
Dude, shut up! You think Davis? Yeah. You think Davis Mills comes in?
It's Tyrod Taylor. Actually,
Tyrod Taylor starts. Yeah, right.
But you think
Tyrod Taylor can get it done? Play smart football. I think the defense is
going to
be very improved.
The defense is horrible.
Dude, they're almost as bad as the Lions.
Texans might be one of the worst teams in the league this year.
Easily the fourth right now, but not the last. And I think they could do it.
Then what's your bottom four?
Eagles, Lions, and Jets are all worse.
The Jets?
Yes.
I think the Jets definitely have a brighter future than the Houston Texans do right now.
I don't think the Eagles.
I don't even think the Texans
have a future. I don't
think
the Eagles are worse than the.
The Eagles, why are y'all so high on the Eagles?
I'm not high on the Eagles.
Really have them, like,
they have two games against the Giants each year. They have two games against the Cowboys. They usually win one of those. They have two games against Washington. They usually win one of those, too. They always split their division. They're not a bad team.
The Giants are 100% better than the Eagles.
No, they're not.
100%. Are you serious?
I don't think the Giants.
You're joking.
The Giants haven't been good since the defense carried them in that Super Bowl win against the Patriots.
The Giants' defense was pretty good last year.
But the team wasn't.
I don't think they were very good last year.
They
were
better.
What was the record last year? Like
6-10.
0-16?
They went 6-10 and they had to rely on the freaking Eagles to beat the Washington football team to win the division. And then the Eagles pulled their quarterback in the fourth quarter.
And the Eagles were so much worse than them last year.
Well, I think the Eagles, I like Jalen Hurts. And so I think he does more for the offense than Carson Wentz did in the last year.
Man, you are hating on Carson Wentz.
I'm not a Carson Wentz fan at all. I've never seen anything out of him. Not even when that season where he's top 5 quarterback for a minute there. I didn't see much out of him. Don't like Carson Wentz.
That makes no sense. He was an MVP candidate. You saw.
I don't think he was. Like, I just never thought he was that good. He had a couple good games, got hurt, never been the same, you know?
Wrong.
Okay. So Dylan, do you have any...
Dude, I don't even know. The NFC is so, like, such a predictable division, I feel like. It's all the same every year. I don't really have any bold, like, I'm not going to be, like, ride the Panthers
or dude, the I
Texans. Like, I think he has something wrong over there with the Texans. I don't know, but.
He's a Texans fan.
Yeah, there's definitely something wrong with him. I honestly have never spoken to Caleb in my life, and there's obviously something wrong with him.
All right, and I'm going to ask you guys for your 1-7 seedings. Start with Caleb. For the NFC.
Don't start with me. okay. The Buccaneers 1. Rams 2.
Oh, God.
And then...
What do you have so wrong about the Rams?
I just don't think they're number 2 team in the whole NFC.
I think they're better than they are last year.
Yeah, but they're not going to be that
their
good.
Defense...
I mean, your guys' opinions have made me kind of change to where I think the Rams could win the division.
And their defense carries them, and then they got a new quarterback. I think
Stafford's going to be definitely better than Goff was.
Better than Jerry Goff. They have a decent running back, some good wide receivers.
Back to me. Packers 3. Washington football Dalton 4. And then I'd go 49ers 5. Saints 6. Cowboys 7.
I like that Cowboys picking the set for 7.
Right.
We go with the Packers 1, and then I'll go with the Bucks 2. 3 Seahawks, 4 Cowboys, 5 Rams. But I do think the Rams and the Seahawks could be interchangeable there. I think that the Rams could win the division and be the 3. Seahawks can win the division and be the 3, but the other one's going to be the 5. Then let's put the 6 with that's tough. I'd probably say like the 6 maybe the Cardinals, 7 Vikings. I could see the Vikings sneaking in the playoffs, but
I can hope.
I could also see the Carolina Panthers, so 7's Panthers/Vikings.
Okay, Dylan.
I don't understand how you think the Panthers are going to be in the playoffs.
They have the best player in football, Christian McCaffrey.
I think Derrick Henry's better.
Christian McCaffrey is the best running back.
Alvin Kamara might be even better too, no, questionably. No, yeah. Puts up better numbers.
Christian McCaffrey's.
I don't know. I'll say the Buccaneers first. Probably the Packers second. Seahawks third, Cowboys fourth. I still hate having to say that. The Cowboys fourth. Like, that's so dumb. And then I don't even probably the 49ers 5th, Rams 6th. I'm not going to bias it. Should I buy it? I don't even
Vikings
know.
Vikings,
I guess I'll just say Vikings 7th.
You can take out all the bias.
Vikings 7th.
Even if you take out all the bias, I think the Vikings are the 7th best team.
I feel like they always somehow slip in there just a little bit, you know. Either that or they fall a game short, and then they always just
got to play the Saints, though, or else you're going to get first round eliminated.
Yeah. Too bad Saints aren't going to make the playoffs. So sad.
I think the football team's got a better chance than the Saints to win the wild card spot.
I think the Saints and the football team have a better chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, Caleb put them both in his playoffs.
What?
Caleb put them both in his top 7.
He did, and he threw the Cowboys in there.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so I think we all have the Bucks first.
I got Packers first.
Bold,
well, when man. The Bucks lose to the Cowboys on Thursday, y'all are gonna see they're gonna start with 0-1 record.
Dylan's face.
And
$5 if that happens too.
Okay.
Five? Only 5?
Just I don't Dylan's owe you anything.
Jesus Christ!
Like,
what kind of take was
if
that?
If the Cowboys lose, I don't owe you anything.
Wait, if the Cowboys would lose, why would you not?
Why do you
anything?
Think the Cowboys are gonna win?
Because you said $5 on the Bucks.
Wait, why do you even think the Cowboys are gonna beat the Bucks in the first game?
No, Dak Prescott. That's why. Best quarterback in the league.
Jesus Christ. I need to
get I told you this man has some bold takes.
I need to get out of this room.
This man has some bold, bold takes.
There's no way that just came out of your mouth. There's no
Prescott.
Way. There's no way you genuinely believe
comeback
that.
Player of the year.
There's no way you genuinely
comeback
believe that Dak
player
Prescott
of
is the best
year.
Quarterback
if
in the
if he's not MVP, he's comeback player of the year.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Do you think Dak Prescott's top 10?
No.
Top 10?
Top 10, yeah, actually, no. There's a lot of
dude, he's the top 10 player in the NFL, not even just quarterback.
He's not a top 10 player in the NFL.
Bro, Dak Prescott, you guys are sleeping on Dak Prescott. He's easily top 3 quarterback.
No, he's not.
Mahomes, Allen, Dak. Easy.
Are you serious?
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Are you serious? Like that's are you being genuine? Or are you you've got to be
genuine.
Joking. There's no way.
Take all the bias out.
I'm taking the bias out.
Hold
Dak
on, no.
Prescott's
it's Mahomes, known. Brady, Rodgers.
No,
there's no. I don't know. There's no way Prescott is better or Josh Allen
at
are
this
better
point
than
in his
of
life.
Them.
Brady and Rodgers are a system quarterback.
You're saying that Dak Prescott is better than Lamar
Aaron
Jackson.
Aaron Rodgers won MVP last year.
Dak Prescott is miles ahead of Lamar Jackson.
He's better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
Lamar Jackson cannot throw the ball 10 yards down the field.
No, I disagree with that, but he's still. I think he's better than Lamar. But
you think he's better
Lamar
than Aaron Rodgers?
Lamar is still a better quarterback than you're giving
Dak
him credit
Prescott
for.
Is better than Lamar. Dak Prescott is better right now than Aaron Rodgers. I would rather have Dak
you
on my team.
You haven't even seen a play
I would rather
game.
Have Dak on my team than Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers
how are you saying that
MVP.
When he's fresh out of training camp? Like, he's not even.
He looked good.
And yeah, literally, Aaron Rodgers won MVP last year, and you're saying Dak Prescott's better who hasn't played a game in how long?
I am.
Jesus Christ.
I'm saying Dak Prescott's top 3 quarterback.
No, we're just lucky George is not here. He would be going off
he'd
on
probably
him.
On say Ben Roethlisberger is still a top 10 quarterback, knowing him. But
that'd be a very cold take, though. Just as Braden's take is very cold as well.
Dude, don't sleep on him.
So I have the Bucks topping the NFC, Packers second, Rams third. I think those two teams are interchangeable, though. Washington fourth, 49ers fifth. I'll go Cowboys sixth, and then Vikings seventh.
I think the fact that you have the Packers as a first seed. Did you even have the Cowboys in the playoffs?
Yeah, they're number four.
Okay. Well, the fact that you had the Packers as the number one seed, and then you're telling me that Dak Prescott is better than Aaron Rodgers.
Packers have a pretty good defense. They got Aaron Jones, great running back. Devontae Adams is going to make Aaron Rodgers look 10 times better than he is. So,
but still, he won the MVP last year.
Aaron Rodgers.
You're telling me he's worse than Dak Prescott?
I mean, you definitely can't argue with
who hasn't played a game in over a year.
If you're telling me right now, I'm building a new team, and you say, who do you want for 1 year? Dak Prescott or Aaron Rodgers?
For one year?
I'm picking Dak Prescott, no question.
Just one singular
year. One single year. Aaron Rodgers. Building a new team. You start with the quarterback. Who are you taking? Dak Prescott.
No way.
No question. 1 year, Dak Prescott.
I'm taking Aaron Rodgers, no question. Over Dak Prescott?
What do you guys think, Caleb?
Rodgers? For one singular year. Yeah, for one singular year. You have more experience, more skill. Obviously, you lose a little bit of versatility and agility with him.
Dak will lead the league in passing yards this year.
He always leads the league in passing yards. That doesn't mean he's good.
He's the best quarterback.
Jameis Winston used to throw a lot of passing yards.
Jameis Winston also threw 5 interceptions a game. Dak Prescott does not throw a lot of interceptions. He had a game early in the year, and he threw 2 interceptions last year. That's out of his system now.
Yes, with
out
with
of
Dak,
his system now.
The best quarterback.
With Dak Prescott, the Cowboys went 1-3 last year.
And that okay, think about
that
think
one
about,
win
think
was
about,
against the
about.
Falcons.
No. The Dallas Cowboys had an awful defense, and I mean, and they still do. So that you can't blame that on Dak Prescott, but you got to look at who they played. They played the Rams, who all of you put in their playoffs, their top 3 team. They played the Falcons, who sucked, but they won that game. Pretty sure they played the Seahawks too, and then the Browns.
Yeah.
So
wasn't that the game that Odell Beckham
threw a touchdown.
Yeah,
it's because our defense sucks. I mean, Dak Prescott put up good numbers that game.
You look at the game.
I had him on one of my fantasy teams, and he was the number one ranked quarterback. So
you look at those games, you put all the big numbers in. It's garbage time when they're down 30.
It's not garbage time.
Yes, it is.
Dak Prescott led them to the comeback.
When they have second string.
They led them to the comeback against Atlanta.
With Dan Quinn.
When they were down 20 points, Dak Prescott.
You can't say anything about a comeback against Atlanta. Any team
can come back
against
Atlanta.
Our high school football team could come back against Atlanta. They suck. They can't hold a lead. Literally any Atlanta sports team cannot hold a lead. There's no argument in the conversation.
I think Dak Prescott, any comeback's a comeback. If you're down 20 points on the worst team or the best team, it doesn't matter. It's still a comeback.
Okay, so if they had come back down 20 against the Rams or against the Seahawks, then yes. You could admit
that's
that.
It's an impressive comeback,
when
but
you look
a
at
comeback.
It, it's the Falcons.
It doesn't matter. A comeback's still a comeback.
Moving on from that very, very interesting take, we're going to move on to some award predictions. I'm going to start with
Prescott,
the MVP. Dylan, who do you think wins MVP?
Dude, Dak. Definitely not Dak Prescott.
Tyrod Taylor.
Jeez, what the If Tyrod Taylor leads the Texans to the playoffs, he should win it. That's awesome.
I agree.
That's no. Oh my god. Dude, I don't even know. I don't think it'll be Rodgers again. Would it even be a quarterback? I don't even know.
At this point in the NFL, I think it has to be a quarterback every year. I mean,
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, we haven't even watched a single game yet. I don't know if I can predict the MVP.
Well, I mean, you got your favorites like Patrick Mahomes.
Well, yeah, but he's not winning.
Josh Allen.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. They don't do it by breakdowns for each conference, do they?
They just do.
Oh.
One player of the week.
Probably Mahomes then. I was thinking like it was the MLB. My fault. Yeah, probably Mahomes then. Yeah.
Brayden, if you say Dak Prescott, you're getting kicked off the show.
I think I'm not saying Dak Prescott's gonna win MVP. I'm saying he will be in the conversation.
Felt like you
he will be
said he was gonna win
when the Cowboys go 12-5.
if they win more than 10 games,
when the Cowboys go 12-5 this year, and Dak Prescott leads them to the NFC Championship,
oh my
Jesus Christ.
You're going to come back to this message, and Dak Prescott is going to win MVP. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. Being realistic, though, with most – No. With most people's thoughts of the Cowboys being 8-9, 9-8, I think someone like Mahomes, maybe Josh Allen, if the Bills can make it to the Super Bowl, they win MVP.
Hey, did – I don't know. I was not paying attention to the Cowboys preseason because I don't care. Did they
0-4.
Did they start Dak Prescott? Did he play any game?
No, he did not play at all.
Okay, because I was about to say they went 0-4. I don't
– They would have gone 4-0 with Dak.
Caleb, who's going to
Jesus MVP? Christ, they have such an easy schedule.
Matthew Stafford.
Ooh.
Oh, man. My God.
Very, very bold.
Jesus Christ. Matthew
Stafford. Dude, Dak Prescott's so much better than Matt Stafford.
We're not talking about Dak Prescott right now.
I know, but you guys made fun of me for that. You don't even say a word when he says Matthew Stafford.
Very, very, very
I feel like they actually could go 12-5 this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, but, dude, the only good teams they play are the Buccaneers, the
That's
Chiefs.
A win. The Bucks.
No,
lost.
It's not. No, it's not. They are not winning. They're not beating the Buccaneers.
Are we going to do some game picks? Yes.
They are fire. Not doing
We're going to do quick fire game picks.
Okay. I need some quick fire game picks so I can pick the Cowboys.
I'm going to go Patrick Mahomes wins MVP. All right, moving on to the quick fire game picks. I'm going to start with you, Caleb. First game of the season, Cowboys and the Bucks.
Bucks.
Dylan?
Buccaneers.
Cowboys by 10.
By like 20 points. Buccaneers
Cowboys
by like
10.
20, at least three touchdowns.
Brady.
At least.
By one?
By one?
I'm going to say Bucks by 4. Bucks by 4.
Cowboys by 10.
Okay, moving on. Braden, Cardinals, Titans.
Cardinals. Titans are overrated.
Dylan?
Titans. Caleb? But it'll be close.
Titans.
Yeah, I got the Titans. Close too. Caleb, Jags or Texans?
Texans. Week 1, dude.
Jaguars by like 40 points. By like 40 points.
I mean, you know how I feel about the Jags, so I'm going Jags.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jags as well. Braden, Chargers or the Washington football team?
Chargers, easily.
Chargers.
Caleb?
Washington football team.
Actually?
I'm going to say Washington as well.
I actually am going to change
Justin
that.
Herbert,
gonna
MVP candidate.
I'm going to go with the football team. Actually, that was a good – I didn't think about it.
I'm going to say Washington. All right. Dylan, Vikings or the Bengals?
Vikings.
Caleb?
Bengals.
Wait, is Joe Burrow playing?
Yeah, Joe Burrow's playing.
Yeah, Vikings because the Bengals' defense is awful.
I'm going to go Vikings as well. I'll start this one. Jets, Panthers. I'm going to go Panthers. Dylan?
Jets.
Dude.
Ooh.
Sleeper pick.
Come
Jets.
On. The Panthers. Caleb? Brother, if they're going to win the Super Bowl, they got to start with week one.
Oh,
at the Panthers.
Caleb?
Sam Darnold revenge game, Panthers.
Easily.
Right. Got the Panthers. All right, Braden. Eagles and Falcons. Arguably the worst game of the week.
I think it's the best game of the week because I got Ridley on my fantasy team. Let's go Falcons.
Literally.
The Eagles.
Dylan?
Someone take the Eagles.
Caleb? I'm going to go with the Eagles as well. Another good game. Steelers and Bills. Dylan?
The Bills.
Caleb?
The Bills.
Bills by 14.
Yeah, Bills. Seahawks and Colts. Braden?
Seahawks.
Colts.
Dylan?
With Carson Wentz? Is Carson Wentz going to be ready for week one?
If it's not Carson Wentz, it's Jacob Eason.
Yeah, Jacob Eason.
You said the Seahawks and the Colts, and you said the Colts?
Yes.
I had the Colts winning the division.
Oh, my God. No, the Seahawks, definitely, no question.
The Seahawks arguably have the worst 7 games to start the season. They could honestly start 0-7 if they...
The Seahawks?
Yeah, they have a
tough... To the Colts?
I don't think they can... Maybe 1-6.
Okay, maybe 1-6. They have a tough schedule
to start.
There's no way they lose to the Colts.
What's their schedule?
They have the Colts this week, and I think...
How is
it
a
it's
revenge?
It's definitely playoff teams.
I didn't say it was a revenge game.
Oh, I got the Seahawks winning this. Everyone picking the 49ers against the Lions?
Yeah, no question.
I'm going to say right now, I do think the Lions will put up a good game against the 49ers.
I think they score
because
maybe
the 49ers, because the 49ers don't have a good offense
they
either.
Might
so I think just the 49ers are going to win because their defense, but I think it's like a 17-10 game.
Caleb, you have the 49ers winning?
Hey, I think it's at least a 3-score game.
Yeah, Niners big. Broncos and Giants, Dylan?
The Eagles-Falcons was arguably the worst. This is definitely the worst game.
No
dude,
way.
This is going to be like 3-0.
I mean,
like,
you know that the Eagles-Falcons will be the Falcons are going to put up points.
Yeah, the Eagles will definitely put up points too, but are the Giants and the Broncos going to put up points?
Bridgewater and Daniel
like, Niles. Like, genuinely? I don't even know. Dude.
Pick a winner.
Flip a coin.
The winner.
Who kicks the first field goal is going to win that game. I'll say the Giants.
Who kicks
the
only field goal is going to win that game?
Brandon?
It's gonna be 3-0.
3-2.
Do we got Barkley playing this week?
You think that's gonna be a field goal and a safety?
I've heard some.
Yeah, that sounds. No, I think
Saquon. So that doesn't matter. Still got the Broncos.
Caleb.
Giants.
I'm gonna say the Giants too.
Broncos.
I don't think the Broncos are gonna be good ever.
Dolphins and Patriots, Dylan.
Dolphins.
Caleb.
Dolphins.
Dude, the Patriots are gonna win at Week One. Is it? Is it at Patriots or Dolphins?
It's in New England.
Oh, easy.
I think the Dolphins could win. I don't know.
Agree.
Mac Jones.
I don't even know who's on the Dolphins besides Tua, so I don't know.
Moving on.
I'm just gonna say the Dolphins.
Moving on. I got the Dolphins as well. Packers, Saints. Dylan.
Packers.
Caleb.
Packers.
Yeah, you can turn this one off after the first half. Packers by 30.
Definitely.
I think
Kamara will keep him in that game.
Yeah, I think that'd be close.
Yeah.
I got the Packers as well. Arguably game of the week: Browns and Chiefs. Braden.
Oh, Chiefs.
Arguably.
Yeah.
Chiefs.
I mean, the Cowboys-Bucks games.
No,
games
stop.
Cowboys-Bucks
Caleb. Games. Go with the Browns in an upset.
What?
Bears.
Chiefs are not losing week one.
Bears versus Rams. Caleb.
Rams.
Rams.
Rams. Ravens versus the Raiders. Monday Night Football to end it off.
That's a Monday Night Football game.
It's in Allegiant Stadium. It's
Raiders.
I was gonna say that I like the Raiders pick too.
I'm gonna say the Ravens.
I'm gonna go Ravens.
The Raiders never lose a Monday night game.
Monday night jitters, Ravens.
You get that?
Has Lamar Jackson ever lost a Monday night game?
He lost one to
last year.
Yeah, to the Chiefs.
Last year, Darren Waller put up 200 yards on a Monday night game.
I think
and the Broncos and the Raiders won.
I think the Ravens run laps around them, dude.
That's gonna be a great game.
That's arguably game of the week right there.
Maybe that is actually a good Monday Night Football game. But
all right, and that'll conclude our episode today. Next week, we'll recap most of the games from this past NFL Week 1. Anything else you guys want to say?
Texans 24, Jacksonville 20.
Just don't count out Prescott.
Don't.
I am counting out Prescott.
Great way to end the show. See you next week.